Good afternoon. Would the alternates please step up to get voting called? The alternate, please step up to get voting cards. Okay, we have a quorum. As you may have noted, Mayfield is not here again today. He is our parliamentary replacement. It is fine, and we'll be having repair soon. And so I guess that Ken Lord will once again serve as our parliamentary today. And they have a motion to approve the agenda. I think. In favor? Please. Okay. Announcements, administrative reports, and memorials. Committee reports, undergraduate curriculum committee.
So we invite everyone to enjoy it. The tickets are only $7.
Can you please today?
Today through Sunday.
Thank you. Okay. With the graduate curriculum committee. Hey. All the tickets. We did a few things. We're all going to get, so yes.
Now, item number 6 on page 8.
all in favor? Opposed? Okay, discussion. Okay, so let's take the main motion.
I'd like to. That is a question that's been moved to motion to the minutes, item 1 through 5 and 7, and then it's consent.
Any other comments? Questions? Okay, then we all have a just go through the consent then. No questions. Okay, now, item 6. The emotion again, and then we'll. Okay. I'm sorry, no. How do you need to. Okay, so we're doing the emotion consciousness. Okay, go ahead, please.
I was going to raise a number of concerns just about some of the things that I said that aren't really laid out clearly in the proposal, in the first proposal. For example, it's not clear to me how this approach satisfies the college option literature requirement, given that it seems to be a kind of service oriented to the approach and it's not a college position. How is this course going to be managed under this requirement? Is this course going to be managed as a mentor? Do you think keep the course, given the very strong likelihood that the number of instructors needed for this, if it's a required course to take the students, the number of instructors needed is going to probably exceed the number of classes that are going to be willing to teach it. So I'm curious as to what is the plan for the instructors that are going to be recruited for this, and how that's going to be paid for. And lastly, how is this going to be initiated in fall? With the football 2019, given that our schedules were already signed one time ago.
So, I'm personally going to go on the chair of the Department of Drama, Theater, and Dance. Last year, I had a fellowship in the service office, and part of that was that I did work to develop the syllabus. It goes also this course. So I can ask you some of the questions that Kevin raised, that the work is going to respond to some other things that are not under my purview. So the first thing I would like to say is that ultimately this course will not fulfill the literacy requirements of the college option. That is not the final intention. I believe that when the exemption was requested, it itself was relatively the best place to put the pilot sections of the course. But ultimately, it will not fulfill the literacy requirements. We will remove the last part of the college option, which is currently the one that says you can take anything from the flexible core or synthesis. And many people who were here when we developed this theory will remember that the show was huge on synthesis, and there was a whole plan to develop synthesis courses across the whole college that never came to fruition. So that was something we've always been supposed to access from general education. And the choice now is that we would exercise it in favor of this course and reorder the college option requirements. I wasn't involved in writing this particular proposal, so I think the fellows would have to speak to why they chose to offer the exemption under literature, which I'm sure they can do. The second question about the fall is that right now there is one section of this course which would be taught by me, which is already in my schedule. And that is because I spent 2 years working with faculty and other people and looking at virtual courses from other universities and studying them and looking at the virtual courses we already offer to develop this course. I did speak about it in the body a little earlier this year. So the intention right now would just be to allow me to teach one section of this course and so that the students taking it can get a credit to transfer their degree and that they're not being asked to take something that's at a random elective, because like all of us, I have developed a few quotes, I have a theory of how it's going to work, but having that topic, I am not sure that any of my theories are correct. And the only way for me to really dig into the work of continuing this and answer a lot of the questions that students and faculty have raised, including a lot of the financial questions, would be to actually course, and figure out what I propose will work, and whether, of course, is really the best way to address this period, whether it needs to be a full semester course. But a lot of these are just questions that I can't answer in the absence of having actually attempted to teach this curriculum and spoken to students who've been through the course. I'm working with other faculty while I'm teaching it, the observation and understanding. So at this time, the only intention is to give you the opportunity to continue this work by teaching this course. All the questions you raise are all correct, valid, and really important questions, and I can't answer them. But in part, I don't think at this time anybody can truthfully answer some of them because we don't know yet what the exact curriculum will be in the final equation. But to go any further, we really have to start at the end. If you pass it, if you don't pass it, I will teach you something. You have to pass it.
I'll have to use to do the test. Okay?
That's correct. So, as well as some.
Thank you. must apply to make it up there. I know this offer before, I could have to work with anyone who wants to write that proposal, but I'm no longer in the process. But if you do so, there are things that you've got to try something like this because we are fairly on a single, you know, really good thing that we're giving this year is out of
the Parliamentarian and the Chair of the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee from today on the same person, Mr. Cassandra and said, I have a question with the Parliament information. Have you ever seen the pieces in the Parliament?
The new piece of paper is given to the course. It is not in any one
position. And my natural question is, the provost office doesn't have a curriculum committee. How does it move through the departmental level in the process of a curriculum committee?
I think that's one of the questions that you're seeking to solve. The general idea is that there needs to be a body of faculty who oversees the course, and how that is managed is something that, again, it's a little hard to put my hands around without knowing the final curriculum and what kinds of different ways that we're going to morph it. But I mean, I agree with you. Ultimately, there needs to be a group of faculty who oversees this and help to train and teach the people who teach it.
As a model for talking to people. Okay.
Baker. I want to talk to you. Oh, okay. There's care also brought to my attention that it's the balloons, which is not something I have thought about. So another thing that we're trying to do is just bring us some studies of how the captains are utilized in the days and times when they're not being utilized. But another is respond to figure out the session schedules and sample schedules so that we're more smartly utilizing the times when the captains are open. So guys, what kind of things that is needed?
My name is Abu Bakr Hamida. I'm a senior senator at large, and I'm in favor of this new course as a pilot just to see how it works out because I can speak from experience. Freshman year initiative is not really an adequate, resource to transition into a pilot life, and my knowledge, I don't think transition students don't have any resources. So, I am in favor of this as like temporary, get out. And I can share some of the concerns about if the status will transfer and the funding and resources for it.
Hi, I'm working with the next department. I'm coming late, and I apologize. So I'm curious about this. I missed a lot of the early discussion in that process. So we're replacing a literature course with a community college community course. Is that it? Is that what we're doing?
I think it would be certainly more accurate to say that we're asking for college course and the students to be able to be allowed to receive a credit as a literature course and the college option for this period of time only.
Why would this be superior to a literature course?
It's not a question of whether it's superior, but the question, again, I didn't write this part of the proposal, so I'm not sure that this is worth putting it in literature, except that it makes it more of an option for more students because it's superior to the college options, and more students need to take that rather than the fourth part. It does so happen that the syllabus that I've designed is very heavy on literature. They need a significant amount of dramatic literature and discuss it in class as part of the course. So it would not be inappropriate to offer it as a literature course.
There seems to be an issue here with respect to transfer students. So the state, on average, 2 years in college already, or maybe more. And they are deemed to not be ready for the community college life. Is that it? I don't get that. Right.
I can totally understand that you don't agree, but in the 2 years I've been working on this project and talking to students about it, a lot of times I've actually not spoken to a single transfer student who says this based off of coming here with a fantastic Google experience and they're sitting right away and they're doing something that means anything like that. Well, that doesn't mean that those students are good. What I would say is that most of the transfer students I've talked to have varying degrees of struggle with accommodating themselves to the larger campus. The differences between the expectations from the business program and the bachelor's program, the size of our campus, the faculty to community of campus, trying to find and fit in with the right group of people, trying to navigate the systems and measures that we have on campus. There's a lot of research and feedback that supports this. I also want to say that I spoke with Steve Otters and a lot of people who teach first year courses, and it was their recommendation that the course be offered to freshmen and transfers mixed together in the class because they have a surprising amount of commonality in terms of being new to campus. I think you would have to look at the syllabus to see the ways in which the specific issues are addressed. Although I certainly respect you, I would say that I don't think it's correct to say that because somebody is coming as a transfer student, they're already really great and experienced with being a college student.
Most of my students, just the other students.
Correct, because this can't be an experience that goes on forever. I think everyone has spoken multiple times, and I've only seen one person who has not, and that's Chris Bickley.
I'm
sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sor
Can we have a vote? Have a vote. All in favor? Graduate Curriculum Committee meeting minutes. Can I have a possible clarification? I'm sorry. I just want to vote against it. And I voted in favor. But I just want to make sure that this protocol is actually included in the text of the course. It's on here, not included in the text of the course description. After 2 years, I was getting course description. Course description is a course description with limitations of your session to your policy. I'm Jacqueline Darden, I'm the chair of the Graduate Curriculum Committee, and here on behalf of Jim Warner. To move for unanimous approval of the Graduate Curriculum Committee minutes dated April 17, 2019.
Thank you.
Unanimous consent has been made. Any objections? Okay. And if there's an objection, all in favor, raise your hand and pause. Kathleen Garvin for the National Cultural Authority, and Christine Berger, moving for unanimous approval of the graduate curriculum committee minutes dated May 1st, 2019. Questions? Objections? So moved. Thank you. Okay. Nominating committee report dated May 9th. I'm the chair for the nominating committee. On behalf of my committee, I would like to ask for unanimous approval of the nominees on the May 9th report. Questions? Questions? Again, okay. Election of representatives of the search committee for college president. The following rules were adopted by the Queens College Academic Senate Executive Committee in November of 2013. All candidates who are designated have a right to address the body for a floor for up to 3 minutes. The faculty members of the Academic Senate shall vote to elect 3 faculty members to the Presidential Search Committee as follows. All candidates shall be listed and faculty members of the Senate shall vote for 3 choices. The candidate must secure at least 21 votes to be elected to the Presidential Search Committee. So here is our first ballot. Everyone who has a voting card will get a ballot. They can only be faculty. So if you're a senator and you have a voting card and you are a other senator, for this particular vote, you cannot vote. There are no nominations from the floor. There is a particular pathway to receive this, either through petition or through the college PMB. So this is the final ballot. There are no nominations from the floor. That was sent to from the provost office last week. And I would be grateful to help them distribute the news. This is the first ballot only to people with a card. Okay, if no candidate is elected on the first ballot, the 2 candidates with the fewest numbers of votes shall be dropped from the ballot, and the Senate will vote again, but that's why we'll have 3. So I don't think it's necessary to do it again.
Thank you very much. I noticed that we have an interim president. Is that correct? We do have an interim president. I second mentioned at today's meeting. Anyway, I think I should believe, and I think we should have that gentleman, Jason Fowler, has been extremely well
thank you for that. Okay, let me clarify while you're getting this down. Those of you who are here for the new Senate, the old Senate hasn't finished its building, its business yet, and therefore there's no room yet to vote for the executive committee. Both students and faculty vote for the executive committee. The meeting was called at 4 o'clock. It's now 5 after 4, but we need to finish this meeting first. Okay, thank you for that, and reminding me to clarify. And then, when that happens, I will not be the chair. And that's why I've been smiling today. Kind of a commitment. At the top of the ballot, it says ballot number one. Let's say ballot number, please put in ballot number one. Who may vote for three people? I'm sorry, you're right. The candidates should be speaking. So, Patricia, we're going to do them in alphabetical order. Patricia Cooper. I'm sorry. Patricia Cooper, could you speak first, please? I think the question. I'll speak first. Okay, our first candidate, Patricia Cassie Cooper.
My name is Patsy Cooper. I'm a tenured professor in the Department of Elementary and Early Education. I came to see a decade ago, started with the role of advising and directing our programs with counselors, which I must admit has brought me tremendous satisfaction. I will also add that throughout my overall 20 years in institutional learning, I've always been actively involved in multiple aspects of department, division, and university wide service, including curriculum. But ask me this past Sunday night why I wanted to serve as a faculty representative on the Presidential Search Committee that was only given me two. First, like you, I am committed to the idea of shared governance and higher education. As faculty members, we have a vested illegitimate claim on who the next president of student colleges is. Vested because we care about the future of the university, and legitimate because the next president is still a student academic and administrative leader directly affects our ability our own contributions, university health, whether we're in the lecture hall, the classroom, the laboratory, or whether we're conducting scholarship. Both the president and my institution, due to our current administrative team, also have great impact on the quality of faculty's administrative performance. I'm a chairperson, program director, and various other types of university. At these ends, we must see the president of the team more cooperatively and consistently, and the rest of this legacy of legacy of team that we aim to fill our own roles in a modern, diverse, and technological environment. The reason I felt the decision to serve on the committee extends this vision that talks to the personal role. This is to select the president who will work to preserve student college as a comprehensive leader. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. Stephen Kruger or someone speaking for Stephen Kruger?
So that's my internalized items and that's Stephen Kruger, but I'm asking the chair of English. And Stephen Kruger is a professor of English. He has been chair of English from 1996 to 1998, and again, he was acting chair of English from 2016 to 2016. He served a number of different roles. Queen's College and the Graduate Center. But the reason I nominated him yesterday on the college committee is because he is known as one of the most reasonable, measured, and committed faculty members
in the department of Illinois staff. He's the kind of faculty member when he speaks, everyone listens because we feel like he often has a perspective that unites. It's find ways to unite the faculty and kind of see the way forward. So finally, I just want to make us really to have a person on the committee that comes from the community at a time when so many universities are moving away from the humanities traditions of the liberal arts college. Someone in from the humanities, I think, would remind us of the value of having a university that values teaching our students about literature and about the arts. And I think Steve would do well to remind his colleagues of the importance of having a president who values that mission of Queen's College. So thank you.
Thank you.
I hope small down or someone representing him. Susan Davis from UCLA. I just called him as my colleague, and I'm reading a letter on his behalf. For the Academic Senate of Queen's College, I am honored to have been nominated for the Presidential Peace Committee. I would be happy to serve. I've been a student at Queen's College, BA 1978, and MA 1980, and my PhD is from the Kennedy Graduate Center in 1986. I've been a member of the Holtzman faculty of the Aaron Copland School of Music since 1989. I have been at the rank of professor since 2004. I was director of the School of Music from 2002 to 2016 and have been an associate director since. I served on the Tenure and Promotion Committee, the Provost Search Committee, the Executive Committee, the Budget Committee, and more than a dozen faculty and staff search committees, both within the School of Music and for college-wide positions. I have been a student adjunct, full-time faculty member, and department chair in the last 6 college campuses. A leader who chooses only to make important decisions that will shape the future for thousands of students at this mission. Being a leader of vision and intelligence that understands the special spirit and history of our school, and will build on our legacy. It will be a great honor to help select the next leader of Queen's College. Thank you, Edward Snowden. Thank you. Dana Weinberg, or someone representing him. In recognition of the tight time frame occupied by Thomas Department Professor in brief, I'm Dana Weinberg. I'm the sociology professor here. I'm the chair of the Department of Sociology. I've also served as the director of the Data Analytics and Applied Social Research Program. I was one of the chief architects of that program. I've been the dean of social sciences. And I'm currently serving as one of the voices of the faculty and your sister body, the personnel and budget committee of the college, which is made up of the chairs. This year, I've been serving as the elected chair of the executive committee, which is one of the rules meetings of that body. And I'm the executive committee is giving us the nominee, but also asking to serve as a representative as possible if I could be elected on the presidential search committee. As I have seen my various roles, what understanding of the different issues that are involved, and what the faculty will need in order to work with our new administration. And it is a really good role to support faculty governance. So I hope that I can get your vote. My colleague Dana Weinstein has also been charged to work in the chair of the budget committee, which is our sister leading committee and the personnel budget committee. And that's all I have to say. Thank you. Thank you. Daniel Weinstein or someone representing him.
I'm going to go to the next slide.
Number one on the ballot, this is ballot number one, vote for up to 3 people. Up to 3. We are electing 3. If no candidate is elected on the first ballot, the two candidates with the fewest number of votes will be dropped from the ballot.